Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Nasiri, and my goal is to equip military veterans and their spouses to succeed in their post-military service career. Today's episode number 284 with the one, the only Colleen Deere from American Corporate Partners.
Your mentor can't help you if they don't know what you're looking for. So we do ask all of our veterans and spouses at the outset of the mentorship to really try to define what their top three goals are, where do they need help, and what are they looking to get from this experience. And it's okay if goal one is, you know, figure out what I want to be when I grow up. That's completely fine, but we just need your mentor to know that. So that way they can kind of take a step back and help work with you to figure out, all right, here's some different industries, here's some different companies, here's different roles within these companies. Let's talk about what you did in the military and how some of these roles might be a good fit and which ones might not be. And, you know, just kind of having more broad conversations where we'll have other people who know exactly what they want to do. And so their top goal is, you know, obtain employment as a financial analyst at BlackRock. And so we can work with that too.
American Corporate Partners is one of the most cited resources on Beyond the Uniform. Colleen is ACP's executive director, and in this interview, we talk about what she and her team have learned from helping over 14,500 veterans in their civilian career. We talk about mentorship, networking, and more. If you've listened to more than one episode, you have probably heard me talk about American Corporate Partners. It is such a great resource. This is actually the second interview we've had with their team. If you check out the show notes, I've got three related episodes, including episode 62, where Hank Hughes, who was nominated for an Academy Award as an Army veteran, he was mentored by George Lucas of Star Wars fame. Through American Corporate Partners. So be sure, as always, at beyondtheuniform.org to check out the show notes for this episode, where you'll find links to everything we discuss, links to American Corporate Partners, as well as over 280 other episodes just like this that you can listen to absolutely for free wherever and whenever, and hey, why not however you would like to listen to the episodes. Special thanks to Ryan, who wrote very recently on Apple Podcasts or iTunes reviews under screen name RW Patnode. He said, professional development, 5 stars. Thanks, Justin, for this exceptional podcast that I use as weekly professional development. I would suggest commanders to utilize it as well for their junior officers. Who wouldn't want to expose their leaders to successful veterans? I also especially like the diversity of subjects. Shout out to Steven. That's Steve Bain, who is my right-hand man. Thanks and best to you and the team. Thank you, Ryan, and to the 112 of you who have left positive reviews on Apple Podcasts / iTunes. It really helps us get the word out about the show. So with that, let's dive in to my conversation with Colleen. Well, joining me today in New York, for those of you watching the video snippets, you'll see an incredible skyline behind Colleen. But my guest today is Colleen Deere from American Corporate Partners. Colleen, welcome to Beyond the Uniform.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So for listeners, Colleen is the executive director of American Corporate Partners, where she served for over 9 years in various capacities. She graduated from the University of Mary Washington, cum laude. She holds a master's in English composition and rhetoric from Kansas State University. And she's married to an Army veteran who served in Operation Iraqi Freedom from 2018 to 2019. She is also the mother of 2 toddlers, and as if that all wasn't enough, she's an avid long-distance runner, having just completed her 4th marathon, the New York City Marathon, very recently. And for listeners, you've probably heard me talk about American Corporate Partners a lot. Some episodes that I'll throw in the show notes is episode 62, where I talked to Hank Hughes, who was connected. I still can't believe this. Hank was an Academy Award nominated director. He was nominated for an Academy Award. He was paired through ACP with George Lucas, which is mind-boggling. In episode 151, I spoke with Tim Cochran from ACP, and I'd say that at least 30 of my guests have mentioned ACP when they're recommending resources. So Colleen, it means a lot to have you on the show.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope I can follow up Tim. I know he did a great job talking about ACP, but I am glad to be here too, especially now that we've launched our military spouse program. I think having been an active duty military spouse myself, I can kind of bring a little bit of a different perspective. So glad to be here and thanks for having us.
Awesome. Well, let's start with, for those very few listeners who might be living under a rock and don't know what ACP is, how would you explain the work that you do?
Yeah, so ACP, American Corporate Partners. So we are a nonprofit that I think the best way to think about us is like big brothers, big sisters, but to the military. So in this case, your little brother might be a 200-pound Marine. So we were founded in 2008 by a retired investment banker named Sid, and he's actually just out in the hallway right now. He started this really, he doesn't take any pay for what he does, and he didn't serve in the military, so it's really inspiring. He decided he wanted to quit his job in 2007 and start a nonprofit to really bring together, almost like thinking about a Venn diagram, two circles that might not normally intersect. So the circle of returning military and then the circle of business leaders out there who presumably have years and years of experience under their belt and would be glad to share that with somebody entering the private sector for the first time, but the question was, how do you actually do that? And so Sid did reach out to some folks at Big Brothers Big Sisters for help in kind of crafting our model. And essentially what we do is we'll pair up a transitioning veteran or active duty service member who knows that they're leaving service soon. And now we're also working with active duty spouses. So we'll pair up a veteran or a spouse with a mentor from the private sector to really help with career development in whatever form that might mean to the protege. In our program, we call our veterans and spouses protégés. So it can take a variety of forms, but what's really unique to me about ACP is the fact about how high touch it is. So we're really hands-on in the pairing process. And then more importantly, once the pairing is made, we have a staff of about 40 here in our office here in New York City, who's actually in touch with every mentor and protege almost on a monthly basis to just check in and make sure that goals are being met, that satisfaction is high from both parties, and to be able to provide some resources. So the whole point of the program is to be customized to the protege's career goals, whether that's, you know, I'm getting out of the military in 6 months and I have no clue what I want to do, or I got out of the Army 5 years ago and I'm underemployed and I know I can be doing better, or I'm an active duty spouse and I'm living in the middle of nowhere on an Army base and I don't know who to turn to get advice about my career and I need help. So those are kind of the main categories of folks who we're helping here. And ACP's actually helped 14,500 veterans since we've been doing this. So I'm really proud of that number. And we launched our active duty spouse program this past November. We've already got about 300 spouses in the program. So it's kind of caught on like wildfire a little bit out there. So that's really ACP in a nutshell. It's all about career development, networking, and getting advice from people that you might not have had the chance to meet otherwise.
I loved so much about that. And one of the things that I admire about your process is I'm a big fan of books. I'm a big fan of written material. But the downside with that is the moment it's written, it becomes out of date. And the beauty of ACP's approach is it is vibrant and it's continuously evolving, because when they are partnering with these experts, when they're partnering with these business leaders, these are people who are in it right now. They are in the trenches in whatever industry, whatever functional role, whatever size company you're looking at. They have an incredible network and they're able to share their experience and advice on the ground. It's not someone reminiscing of what things were like 10 or 15 years ago. And I'm sure listeners are aware of how rapidly the business environment is changing. By being rooted with this mentorship approach, this one-to-one approach, you're really getting the most up-to-speed, relevant advice. And the other thing is it's completely tailored, right? When you meet with your mentor as a protege, they're working with you to figure out what your goals are, what your questions are, what your ambitions are. And they're able to give advice from their wealth of experience specifically tailored to you. And so I love it as I almost view beyond the uniform at times as trying to bottle up
those conversations and making, you know, giving you as listeners access to a wide variety of top performing individuals, ACP is taking the other side of that coin and just pairing you in a one-on-one relationship with someone like that. So I've always thought it's just such an incredible approach, and I admire that structure. And the fact that you've helped 14,500 veterans, it's just unbelievable. That's so many lives that you've touched. That's really awesome.
Thank you. And we always say, you know, for us, it's the mentor really who's doing the work. ACP is more the connecting piece, but these mentors, you know, you mentioned George Lucas earlier. Can't promise that every mentor is going to be George Lucas. However, we've got some real heavy hitters. I mean, we've got CEOs from Fortune 500 companies. Rupert Murdoch has been a mentor numerous times in the program. So how do you put a price on the mentor's time? They're volunteering, but if you were going to be, you know, paying for career advice, which I wouldn't recommend doing, but if you're a veteran especially, you should take advantage of ACP. It's free, but you know, how do you put a price on Rupert Murdoch's time on an hourly basis or George Lucas's time? And these mentors have all stepped up, and many of them haven't served in the military themselves, but this is their chance to give back and do something in a meaningful way. And that's something we hear from mentors all the time, is that, you know, there's a lot of great veteran organizations out there, but a lot of them just you know, we're asking for donations, which is great. Those organizations need donations. But what we really need is mentors who are willing to commit to the program for a year, and they're giving an hour a month to help a veteran make a smooth transition. And so that's really the beauty of what we do is, you know, if we have currently 3,000 mentors in the program who are each volunteering an hour a month, the, you know, if you quantify the value of that, I don't even know how you put a price on that, but that's what ACP is really doing.
And you know, I'm 10 years out from the military, but I'm trying to think of the analogy of if you fly jets and you could talk to, you know, one of the Navy Blue Angels for an hour and get instruction from them on how to improve your flying, or if you could talk to a four-star general to give you advice on how to improve, like, an hour is game changer. I always think of the analogy, they say that with plastic surgery, like the difference of the best plastic surgeons and the work that they do, they're doing 3 millimeters of change when they do this. It's not drastic changes. They're doing the 3 millimeters that make someone look completely different. And I think of the mentors that American Corporate Partners have, they are these expert surgeons who can take that 3 millimeters. They can tweak your mindset. They can help with advice. And in an hour, that can completely revolutionize your career. And so it's awesome. And the one other thing I want to point out for listeners is there are incredible people in ACP's network. And I hope that encourages you to know that people want to help you as veterans. They may not know how, they may not know the best vehicle, but ACP is really capitalizing on that energy of people who want to help you in your career, and it's giving them a very great vehicle to be able to do so.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many people out there who are willing to help, but I think sometimes veterans especially, I know in my husband's case, when he was getting out of the Army, he really didn't want to ask for help. He kind of thought, you know, I've got this transition thing down. It's going to be so easy. I'm a veteran. They're going to love me, you know, but it wasn't like that. He was sending his resume into a black hole. He wasn't getting calls from anybody, and it was a tough time. And he actually did sign up for an ACP mentor, and lo and behold, helped him find the job that he's still in almost 9 years later. So it really, really does work, but you do have to be willing to kind of step one, put your hand up and say, you know, yeah, this isn't easy, and I do need some help, and there's nothing wrong with that. And then part two is, you know, you do have to be willing to be proactive and put the work in. So it's not, having a mentor is not a quick fix solution. It's not the type of thing where on your first call with your mentor, they're going to offer you a job. I mean, maybe that could happen once in a blue moon, but that's typically not how it works. It's kind of, to your earlier point, it's a slow series of having those monthly conversations. Over the course of the year, the change can be dramatic, but it's done in more incremental fashion. So it's not a quick fix solution, but it is something that over time is going to have an enormous and ideally life-changing impact on a veteran or a spouse.
Could you for listeners who are interested, could you walk us through, let's say that they go to your website today and start the sign-up process. Could you share, first of all, what does that process look like? What does the actual mentorship look like? Sure. And then to your point just now, any advice on things you've seen that help veterans get the most out of this program, that help them show up in a way where they extract the most value?
Sure. Yeah. So I think our process is, it's very unique in the sense of how hands-on it is and how quickly we act. So we get emails and calls from people all the time who say to us, you know, I can't believe it. I applied and you reached out to me an hour later, but that's how we do things here. So we have a team, like I said here earlier, we've got 40 folks here in our New York City office and they're all program associates. So they're responsible for everything from handling new applications from veterans, mentors, and spouses to then actually hand picking the right fit between those groups, and then most importantly checking in on a monthly basis throughout the year. So it's a little bit of an art, but it's also a little bit of science. So the way that we do things is, step one is the veteran or spouse would apply on our website. It's about a 10-minute online application, just asking for some basic information. If you served in the military, you know, what did you do? What branch? What were some of your duties? Maybe some of your awards? What were you most proud of? And then asking you some questions about, you know, where are you in your career right now? Are you still serving? Are you underemployed? Are you job searching? Did you recently find employment, but you're really looking to utilize your mentor to help you get to the next level? So because the vets and spouses who are applying to ACP are looking, you know, for such a wide variety of different, you know, career objectives and industries and goals, we have to be so hands-on. So we'll ask all those questions up front, and then we'll then set up a phone call to actually, you know, get a better sense from people of things like personality and if there's also any just preferences. So sometimes veterans will say, you know, I've served, 10 years in the Marine Corps. It'd really mean a lot to me if my mentor could also be a Marine Corps vet. Sometimes vets will say, you know, my entire network and my entire perspective is folks who have served. I want somebody who did not serve to specifically let me know, like, what am I saying in an interview that isn't making sense, or what about my resume is not resonating with civilians. So that's the purpose of those calls, is to really tease out that personal information. And then the pairing process is honestly a lot of fun. Most of my team that's working here in the office, they say that that's the best part of their job here, is actually making those pairs, because it's literally somebody here having a phone call with a veteran and then walking over to another staff member and saying, hey, I just talked to this guy who's the perfect fit for your mentor. They're both Atlanta Falcons fans and your mentor's in neuroscience and that's exactly what my veteran is looking for. So what do you think? And so we'll have a lot of conversations in the office to try to fine tune things. And sometimes staff will say, no, you know, based on what you said, I don't think it's a good fit. So we'll have a lot of those conversations to really try to figure out up front what's going to make for a good pairing, but then we'll also talk to the mentor, vet, or spouse before we make the official pair to get their buy-in and see if they feel like it's going to be a good fit for the year. The last thing we want is to put two people together and then have it be kind of a clash, although if that did happen, we're happy to repair people. And then we'll introduce folks for the year once they both, you know, once both parties sign off on it, then they're off and running and we'll be checking in. So I think in terms of, you know, ways to make the most of the mentorship, it is really important to be proactive up front and be candid about what your goals are. Your mentor can't help you if they don't know what you're looking for. So we do ask all of our veterans and spouses at the outset of the mentorship to really try to define what their top three goals are, where do they need help, and what are they looking to get from this experience. And it's okay if goal one is, you know, figure out what I want to be when I grow up. That's completely fine, but we just need your mentor to know that. So that way they can kind of take a step back and help work with you to figure out, all right, here's some different industries, here's some different companies, here's different roles within these companies. Let's talk about what you did in the military and how some of these roles might be a good fit and which ones might not be. And, you know, just kind of having more broad conversations where we'll have other people who know exactly what they want to do. And so they're top goal is, you know, obtain employment as a financial analyst at BlackRock. And so we can work with that too. So we're here to help, but we just ask for vets and spouses to be as upfront as possible about what they're looking to gain from the program. So that's certainly important in ensuring a successful experience with ACP. And I think the second thing I've seen that makes for successful mentorship is when we can kind of look at that mentor's network to figure out how people that he or she knows can be valuable in having conversations with that protege. So, you know, Rupert Murdoch, if he's mentoring, he may not have time, to be honest, to have a monthly hour-long conversation. But what he does have is an amazing Rolodex. So if a protege can be thinking, okay, who does my mentor know that maybe they could introduce me to, whether it's to meet up for a cup of coffee or maybe just have a phone call to learn a little bit more about what that person's day in the life looks like. So the more conversations you can have with people in your mentor's network, now you've expanded your horizons quite a bit. And it's all these people that you would never have met without your mentor's assistance.
I hope listeners appreciate the amount of care that goes into these 40 people. It's like eHarmony on steroids. Yeah. Really, the meticulous attention to getting to know you, what makes you unique, what you're looking for, and then the hand holding of finding the right person for you, and the commitment to reassigning you in the rare chance that that's not a good fit. And I think it's great that you're pointing out, Colleen, that it's kind of like garbage in, garbage out. If you take the time to think about your goals, if you take the time to think about what you want and be really honest about what you're looking for, that's going to make this pairing process a lot more effective because you're more likely then to find that connection. And I love the two examples you give, those extremes of the person who wanted to be connected with a Marine, the person who wanted to be connected with a non-military person. Neither of those are right answers, but both of those seem like they're the right answer for those unique individuals. And so taking the time to understand what you're looking for. And I'm wondering, Colleen, if you have a sense for just roughly when people reach out to you, how often does that person know this is exactly what I want to do versus how often they're saying like, I really don't have a clue of even where to start?
Yeah, I think it's much, much more the latter where the person really doesn't know what they want to do. And that's, I think, where ACP is at its best, to be honest, is because of the fact that our mentors are A, kind of expecting that, frankly, and they're patient and they're willing to put the time in to help that veteran explore, you know, not necessarily even stuff in their own industry. I mean, we have plenty of mentors who are saying, you know, yeah, I work at a big bank, but maybe this is not a good fit for you. You know, you should be exploring careers in the nonprofit sector or whatever it may be. So I think ACP is really well positioned to help people that don't know what they want to do. Actually 70%, to give you a more accurate piece of data there, 70% of our veterans who apply to ACP tell us that they frankly don't know what they want to do in the private sector. And so in addition to the mentorships that we of course offer, that's our bread and butter, what we've also been doing is working with our corporate partners to kind of showcase the different offerings that might be available at those companies. So one way that we've been doing that is doing these industry exploration webcasts. So we did one with Wells Fargo last year, which was really successful. And basically what they did was they had kind of a panel discussion that was live streamed where they had folks from different areas of the business on camera to talk a little bit about a day in the life, a little bit about what the recruiting process is like at Wells Fargo, how they have a commitment to hiring veterans, and how folks who are interested in applying for careers there can do so. So that way, folks who maybe hadn't thought about Wells Fargo as, you know, a place that they might want to consider working, now they have a sense of, okay, well, yeah, I don't have a finance background, but I do have a background as a veteran recruiter. And so maybe that's going to be a perfect fit for me is working in talent acquisition for Wells Fargo. So I think that's one of the best aspects of ACP is just kind of opening up people's eyes to the different opportunities that can exist within a company when, you know, you may not know exactly what goes on there. So even in the healthcare industry, you know, there's so many jobs. You can work in healthcare and not have a healthcare background per se. Maybe you work in administration or more on the operations side, but you kind of don't know what you don't know. So that's where ACP can come in handy. So we've been working with a number of our corporate partners on really showcasing those opportunities. And because we're doing them via live stream webcasts, veterans all across the country, no matter where they're located, can tune in and be able to learn more about different companies and the roles that exist. So that's definitely something that people can be taking advantage of. We also have another resource in addition to mentorships called ACP AdvisorNet. And that's essentially a networking community for it's basically a way that we're scaling up the mentoring program. So we have tens of thousands of business leaders on there. And then we also have tens of thousands of veterans. And it's kind of a mentoring light, if you will, where veterans can log on and ask a question and then get a myriad of answers from business professionals all across the country. So perfect for vets who maybe have just a very specific question. You know, I'd love to learn more about how I can work at a courthouse in Louisiana. So maybe you don't need a full mentorship for that, but you're going to be able to jump on there. And we've got plenty of people in Louisiana who can sign up and answer that question. So it's a really good way to get either very targeted advice, but we also have a question on there that I think has about 200 answers. And the question was, should you staple a 2-page resume? But there's a lot of feedback about that. So it just goes to show you that no question is insignificant, and 200 advisors were willing to weigh in on that topic. So no matter how broad or how specific your question is, you can get some really good advice from folks in our community on AdvisorNet. And you can also search by zip code. So maybe you're paired up in a mentorship through ACP and your mentor is not the same location as you. So you're having some great conversations, but you also want to bolster that with some in-person meetings. What you can do is jump on AdvisorNet, type in your zip code, and even sort by industry and by company. And you can start building your network even if you're still serving. We actually had a guy who was still serving. He was on a ship in the Mediterranean. He knew he was moving back to New York, so he just jumped on there, typed in his zip code on Long Island, and then started reaching out to folks. So that way, by the time he got back, he had lined up all these meetings with people and really was able to get a jump start on things. So I think that for people who don't know what they want to do, that's really where ACP can come in handy, is just with some of these other resources that we have in addition to the mentorships.
And I just want to point out for listeners, Colleen said about 70% of people who reach out don't know what they want to do. And I get a lot of feedback from listeners in the variety of when is the right time to take advantage of X. And I just want to call that out because I can imagine a lot of listeners saying, this is a great resource. I get it for a year. I want to make sure it's the perfect year that I use this. And I don't know what I want to do yet, so I'm going to hold off. And most of the people, the majority, are in that position. So I would encourage listeners, if this is sounding interesting, don't try to optimize on time. Don't try, just take the step. You're going to learn so much in that year. You're going to be aware of more resources. Don't, you know, that they say that the perfect is the enemy of the good. Don't mark this on your list of to-dos and let it fall. Like, take advantage of it now. And I think that the ACP AdvisorNet, I wasn't aware of that. That's exceptional. That's a great way to dip your toe in the water if you're a little bit hesitant. But to get 200 answers to a response to a very specific question and to be able to pinpoint a question to a specific geographic location is really extraordinary. And the last thing I'll say is that I love the example you gave at the end, Colleen, of the gentleman who kind of knew he was going to be gone, so teed up some interviews and was, you know, able to take advantage of them when he got back. Just realize, you know, some listeners have talked about they get down to the wire of their transition and things don't move as quickly as they expected. Really remember how busy everyone is, how things always take longer than you expect. So it's great to start this process because it's going to take time for people to respond. It's going to take time to schedule meetings. Everything always takes longer. So don't hesitate if you're feeling interested on this.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really important point because we're running into that a lot where folks are waiting until they've been out for, you know, 6 months to start thinking about, all right, I've had some time to kind of relax and just chill out, and now I should start thinking about my career. But by that point, I'm not going to say it's too late, but there's a lot that can be done just to prep. And especially, like I said earlier, if you don't know what you want to do, that's all the more reason to kind of jumpstart things. And, you know, the ACP network is always available to you. So even if you feel like you had your mentorship and it's over and you still need advice or you still need help, stay in touch with us. That's what we're here for. So we invite all of our alumni to our events in different cities. And now that we have more of these virtual events, you know, it's a perfect way for somebody who maybe had an ACP mentorship years ago, they can still be part of the ACP family, come to some events, tune into our virtual webinars to still be able to get career advice. And the other thing too, we found is that most people do wind up staying in touch with their mentor on an informal basis after the year. You won't have ACP bothering you and checking in and asking if you're okay all the time, but you know, I'm sure your mentor would be happy to have a call with you even once the 1 year formal period is over. I know in my husband's case, his mentorship ended in 2011, and he still emails his mentor every couple of weeks to ask for advice because his mentor was just that good. And there's certain things, you know, at his job that he feels like, all right, might not want to ask my boss about this, or this is a little bit of a sticky situation. Maybe I should ask my mentor for advice. And, you know, even though they're not technically paired as part of ACP, most mentors are willing and able to be there for you kind of on a one-off basis.
That's great. I wanted to also ask, because you've recently launched this sponsor, the spouses program. And for listeners, I'll add this in the show notes, but back in episode 251, I talked to Lauren Grimshaw, who's at an organization called The Paradigm Switch. And she really, you know, I'm embarrassed that it took 250 interviews to uncover this, but she had a little stat that said there's 45,000 organizations that help veterans, less than 35 of those help spouses. And that made me aware of, like, this is a major overlooked pain point in the military veteran community, of which we're all aware the spouses is such a big component of that, the spouses and the families. And so I'm wondering, especially Colleen, since you are a military spouse, could you share a little bit more about where this program came from and kind of what listeners should know about it?
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to. I mean, from my personal experience, I certainly wish something like ACP was around for spouses when I was kind of living that day-to-day of being an active duty spouse. So at least in my experience, you know, I had been living in New York, was working in publishing, and then found out my husband was being stationed at Fort Riley in Kansas, and there weren't really any publishing jobs out where we were going to be moving to, unfortunately. So kind of had to restart my career, and I really, in hindsight, would have gone about it completely differently. I wound up kind of cobbling together three different part-time jobs that were completely irrelevant to each other and was, you know, making maybe a combined total of like $12,000 a year. So really wasn't even worth the time I was putting into it. So that was, to me, a complete fail on my part that I didn't even, honestly, I didn't even think to myself, oh, I wonder if there's any resources for me in my career, because for me, I was more focused on what my husband was doing and making sure that, you know, he was doing his training and, you know, then he was going overseas. So I was more focused on him. I didn't really think about my own career, to be honest, but then that did put me at a big disadvantage when he decided that he wanted to get out, because then I feel like I wasted 4 years that I could have been actually doing something to build my career. But instead, you know, I was lucky enough to be able to find a job here at ACP, and the mission, of course, really resonated with me. But had it not been for ACP, I really don't know what I'd be doing career-wise, because I was kind of all over the map. So I kind of always had that in the back of my mind. But ACP, just given limited resources, we weren't able to be open to active duty spouses until really the beginning of last year. We actually started having some conversations within the office of, hey, you know, do we think we could maybe make this a reality? And through one of our board members, who's actually retired Lieutenant General Tom Bostic, he started kind of percolating some interest here. And we talked to the board about it and talked to some of our corporate partners. And then, you know, Tom Bostic basically said, you should really talk to the Army, because I think they'd be interested in really rolling this out to spouses on their bases. Why wouldn't they? So we were able to secure some funding from PepsiCo and Johnson & Johnson to be able to mentor about 600 active duty spouses this year, which is tremendous. And so we're formally partnered up with the Army. We're, of course, open to spouses of all branches, but the Army loves this because for them, to some extent, it's a national security issue. The fact that if a spouse doesn't have a fulfilling career, then it's just a little tougher for soldiers to want to commit to the military lifestyle. And so they love the idea of us being able to kind of apply our model, tweak it a little bit to, of course, meet the unique needs of spouses. But it's been a great way for us to provide that one-on-one career development support to a group of people who really need it. And I think spouses, a lot of times, it's not that they're unappreciated, but people just don't think of them. Like if I wasn't, a spouse myself of a service member, I really don't know that I would have given a lot of time and energy to be thinking about, I wonder what those spouses are doing while their service member is deployed, or, wow, spouses have to move every 3 years. It just wasn't something that was ever top of mind for me until I kind of lived through it. And then now I've had the experience of working at ACP for 9 years. So for me, it's something I think about on basically an hourly basis. But I think the average American, if they knew about the problem, would be happy to help solve it, but they just haven't thought about it. And so that's where we feel like we can really come in. And so it's been really great. We've reached out, especially just since most spouses are women, just the numbers, about 92% of spouses are women. So what we've been doing is partnering up with a few women's organizations like leanin.org and Elevate Network. And so they've really embraced this and kind of rolled this out to their membership base, which is, some of the top professional women in the business world. And they've all volunteered to be mentors to our spouses. And so the beauty of ACP too is that most of the mentoring can be virtual. So it doesn't matter if a spouse is living overseas in Japan or they're at Fort Sill in Oklahoma, they can still take full advantage of the mentorship. Of course, it's going to be a little bit different in the sense that the veteran mentorship is more focused on that transition piece. In the spouse's case, we've got plenty of spouses who are kind of stagnant in their career. And so that's what they're looking for their mentor's advice with, is maybe they've taken a break from the workforce to raise the kids while their service member was deployed, or maybe like me, they've had kind of a string of different odd jobs to kind of pay the bills, but nothing that's really on a career trajectory. Maybe they need help looking for flexible work opportunities. So those are some of the key topics that we're finding our spouses are looking for mentorship with.
That's great. I think it's so awesome. And it's interesting to hear that distinction. It's not about a transition for the spouse necessarily. It's about, it could be revitalizing a career or just looking for career growth in general. And it's incredible to see how the organization has grown to be able to support both veterans and the spouse community, which is just a massive undertaking.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. So this is year one. It's a bit of a pilot program, but just given that we've already reached about half of our goal for the year and about, 25% of the year's over. So we're feeling really good about where we are right now. And word of mouth is kind of the key to how folks typically hear about ACP. And so we've been really excited just with all the spouses who've applied so far and now been paired with their mentor. They're spreading the word on different installations across the country. So I'm glad that we're able to offer this. And then the hope is to double the size of the program for next year. So, if you know of any active duty spouses who would like to take advantage of this, any listeners out there, we would love to be of support.
I think that's a good point too. And I'll add in show notes at beyondtheuniform.org links to all of these things, but it's not just about you as listeners. If you know of someone you served with who would benefit, if you know of someone who you served with whose spouse would benefit from this, share this with them because it can have an enormous impact on their life and their career and probably their marriage too. I feel like when people are happily employed, that leads to a better relationship as well.
Definitely.
Could you share, is there any trends between the veteran community and military spouses? Have you seen any trends in terms of mistakes that they make when navigating a career transition?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we see all the time, and this might be something that's common beyond the veteran and spouse population, is that feeling that you can only apply for jobs when you meet every single criteria. And I think that that's, at least in the spouses' cases, since the majority of our spouses are women, that that's something that I know, like myself, I tend to only think about jobs where I meet every single bullet point, but that's simply not realistic. So I would say, you know, if you're looking at jobs, if you think there's even a chance that you're potentially qualified for it, there's no harm in at least applying and reaching out and trying to see if you can at least get the conversation started. So that's one thing. I think a lot of times too, people think, oh, I'm just going to go to a job fair and that's going to solve all my problems because they're just going to be handing out jobs and I'm just going to go to this booth and tell them what I want to do and they're just going to give me something. That's really not the way it works. And I kind of had to learn that the hard way. And I know a lot of the vets in our program have told us exactly that is, you know, A, that's just not the way the world works. It's not like every booth just has all these jobs and they're going to say, okay, start Monday. But also to the earlier point of people not knowing what they want to do, it's going to be pretty tough to go to a job fair and then just kind of be lost in a sea of different employers if you haven't really spent the time to think through what do you want to do? What do you not want to do? What are some things that are important to you in a career? And what are some things that maybe are not deal breakers for you? So, you know, if you really don't want to travel because let's say you have two or three young kids at home, then maybe being a consultant is not a good fit. You know, it could be, but that's just something to think through. And, you know, I've found that many of the vets and spouses have been telling us that, you know, if they are going to go to a job fair, that they'll at least jump on the phone with their mentor to prep in advance. So that way they can go into it knowing, all right, here's the companies I definitely want to talk to. And here's why. Here's my elevator pitch. Here's how I'm going to follow up afterwards. So it's all about having a strategy. And that's something that a mentor can help with. But if you haven't really taken the time to think through all of that, you just show up at the job fair expecting magical things to happen, it's pretty unlikely. So for me, those are probably two of the bigger things. And I think the third point would just be making sure to utilize your network, because that's going to be the way that you're most likely going to find either, you know, something that's fulfilling to you at the moment or down the road, somebody that you're going to want to call and talk to about potential options. So I think a lot of times people are shy about asking for help. They don't want to be intrusive or bothersome, but most people want to help if you just tell them what you're looking for. So I think, you know, in particular to the military spouse community, you know, a lot of military spouses haven't thought about their own career, but there's going to be plenty of people on base that you can network with to just even be able to have some conversations initially about, like I said earlier, what do you want to do? What do you not want to do? What are your limitations? You know, maybe you know you have to be at this specific base for a couple of years. So that'll narrow down your options a little bit, but what can you do where you are at that moment? You know, have you reached out to the USO on base to see if maybe they're hiring, because that could be a good fit? Or have you reached out to universities in that specific area where your base is to see if maybe they have positions? So a lot of times there's a network around you that's willing to help if you can just take a step outside your comfort zone and be willing to ask for some help.
I love your third point on networking. I'm just trying to think of the 260 interviews. It's probably certainly less than 10%, maybe even less than 5% of people got a job through a career fair or through someone coming to them. Almost always the story that I hear from guests on the show is that they find it from someone they know. They, you know, they're talking to someone, they're expressing what they're looking for, and they happen to know someone. It's very, you know, very network driven. And what I also really appreciate about what you said is really taking the conferences and career fairs seriously. If you do go that route, doing your homework, doing advanced planning on what are the companies you want to make sure that you talk to. And when you talk to them, are you somewhat knowledgeable about what they do, who they're hiring for? And then most crucial, I think, to always have for listeners on the tip of your tongue is that elevator pitch, that you've put the time into making your ask concrete and succinct, that you know what you're looking for. And I'll put in the show notes a link to an episode where I took snippets from different interviews that I've done where people explain their elevator pitch. And the thing that I commonly say is, like, if someone comes up to me and says, Justin, I'm looking for a job, I'll go anywhere, I'll do anything, I cannot help you. But if they say, hey, I'm hoping to move to the Bay Area, I'm looking to join a 50 to 200 person startup in the health and wellness space, hoping to focus on sales, that's actionable. You've done the heavy lifting for me and I can know where to slot you in. So I love what Colleen's saying is just, you know, I'm not talking about spending months and months preparing, but if you're going to go to a job fair, put in a couple hours to really think about what you want to get out of it. And you're going to get 10 times more than if you just parachute in and you hit the ground and try and navigate around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Colleen, I always like to ask about resources, and I'm wondering, and I'm sure that ACP has a lot of these, but just wondering if there's any top of mind books, podcasts, websites, anything that you'd want listeners to know. And for listeners, I'll be taking notes and put these in the show notes so you can be sure to look there.
Yeah. One resource that I've really enjoyed, both for my own career, but also for anybody interested in, you know, job searching, cover letters, management advice, sticky situations at work, is a blogger. Her name is Allison Green, and she writes a blog called Ask a Manager, and she does have a podcast associated with that as well. I just find her advice to be pretty spot on, and I think it's very applicable whether you're early on in your career, whether you're, you know, maybe 15, 20 years in and managing, you know, multiple people. But she's also got a lot of great advice about tailoring cover letters, about how to start your job search. So it's relevant, you know, whether you've served or not, whether you're part of the military spouse community or not. But I think it's just great general career advice. So I highly recommend Allison Green. She's also got a couple of books. Another book that I think is very important, you know, we talk about it a lot here at ACP, is The Lean Startup. I'm sure other folks have mentioned it by Eric Ries, but we've sort of modeled the way we do things at ACP to some extent after The Lean Startup. And one of the major points in the book is, you know, you don't need everything to be perfect all the time. Sometimes you just need what he calls a minimum viable product. And you just want to get something out the door to then be able to get some advice and feedback on it, so then you can keep iterating as you go. And that's something that we have done a lot of at ACP as we've grown. So for example, when we first started ACP, when Sid started it, I joined about a year into ACP. But when we were first doing things, we only paired up mentors and proteges in person. But as a result, we couldn't pair up any veterans that lived in more remote parts of the US where corporations aren't headquartered. So we had to really turn a lot of people away. And then we sort of evolved over time, you know, just having some conversations about, you know, would it be crazy if we tried this concept of mentors and veterans just talking over the phone and emailing and video conferencing instead of meeting in person? Would it work? And we tested it out, and sure enough, it was a smashing success. We've been able to help a heck of a lot more people that way, and there's been no difference in quality. So Lean Startup is great just to kind of get you into that mindset, whether you're an entrepreneur, you work at a nonprofit, or even just somebody who's interested in business in general. I think it's a great read.
That's great. I'm a big fan of Lean Startup. Having spent 10 years in entrepreneurship, it's definitely the Bible. And I think that there's so many great things you can apply. Like Colleen said, even if you're not, you can apply it no matter what your job is. And I haven't checked out Allison Green. I'll be sure to do that. But I think that's great too. Like, what a great body of research she has that she can share and add value to people at the beginning of their career and people who've been doing it for 20 years. So I'll add those links to the show notes for listeners. Well, Colleen, I always like to end on an open-ended question, which is, what have we not covered that you want to make sure listeners know, or what's something you want to reiterate before we wrap up?
Yeah, I think it would be more a reiteration of just, to me, ACP is a complete game changer, whether you're a veteran or an active duty spouse. It's completely free to take advantage of. It's a complete network of people who are here to help. In my opinion, it's something you should absolutely take part in or recommend to your friends. So I hope that some of you listening will take advantage. We're in my opinion, I think we're the only group even doing what we do. I don't believe there's any other organization like ACP. So, you know, the only limiting factor to us right now is we need to, of course, have supply and demand, making sure we have enough mentors and enough veterans. And so it's a little bit of a seesaw. So I'm also in need of mentors too, and corporate partners. So anybody out there who may have an interest in getting their company involved, you know, maybe your company has always thought about having a veterans initiative, or, you know, maybe wants to test the waters in, you know, hiring veterans. But ACP is a great way to do that because you get your employees exposure mentoring vets, and that's a great way to get some interaction and insight into the veteran community. So, you know, I need mentors, I need companies, and I need veterans, and I need spouses. So just kind of want to get the word out that, you know, if you're listening to this and you're somebody who wants to help by being a mentor, we're here for you too.
That's great. And I just want to emphasize for listeners, like, without a doubt, and I have no financial ties to American Corporate Partners, without a doubt, they are the most cited resource on this show. When I ask guests for things that help them or that they would recommend to listeners, they are the number one resource, and it's completely free. And so I'm hoping that for those of you who are on active duty, or those of you who are maybe looking for career advice, that you reach out about becoming one of the proteges. And for those of you who have a spouse or know of someone who has a spouse, that you recommend this to them. But also for those of you who are further along in your career, and who I think all of us enjoy helping out those who are looking to advance their career, to reach out and potentially be a mentor and give back and play a more active role in this. I think that there's something for everyone here, and it is completely free. There is no downside to doing this. So I hope that you take advantage of that if that's something you're interested in.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your time today, Colleen. I appreciate the work that you and your team are doing. And thanks for sharing your story and advice with the Beyond the Uniform audience today.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been a great experience. And we hear about your podcast all the time. Lots of vets are recommending you to us, even though we don't know about you. So it kind of works both ways.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Quick couple admin points. We release brand new episodes every single Monday and Thursday. Those are usually recorded about a month or so before they go live. Every Monday and Thursday, we have an interview, usually almost always with a military veteran about their civilian career. More and more, we're starting to add in experts who may not be veterans, but may have some expertise that will help the military veteran community. Saturdays, I typically post more of a behind the scenes episode, which is a free form format. I try to use what I'm calling a mullet format. And by that, I mean business up front, party in the back, talking through admin points, professional topics related to the podcast. It might be a conversation I had that week. It might have been an interview I had that week, but just trying to share things that are top of mind that may help you, and more of a free form, straight from the heart format. And then the party in the back is the personal side of things, just kind of more free flowing thoughts on life, on improving oneself, just kind of whatever's going on in life, and trying to be authentic and honest about those things as well. Special thanks. We have an all volunteer army of people behind Beyond the Uniform making this possible. We do this on our lunch breaks, on our evenings, on our weekends, because we love the military community. We want to give back. We want to make a difference. We want that as part of the purpose in our life that we valued in the military. So special thanks to Steve Bain. Steve does pretty much everything. He helps secure guests. He does our newsletter. He keeps the reels rolling and keeps me sane. Kathleen Dillon, the first person to join our team, she writes text transcripts of every single episode. It's wild. She keeps up with two of these a week despite a demanding career and education right now. But those transcripts help us get more SEO value, helps her audience more. Andrew Woolridge is our data guru. He helps us understand the numbers, which is the easiest way for us to figure out how we can better support you, and adds kind of the data oversight for that. Rick Healy does all of our social media. He is gaining more and more of an audience for us by getting our videos, getting our podcasts out on social channels. The best way to stay in contact with us is if you go to beyondtheuniform.org, there is a newsletter. You'll have a little pop-up that comes up. You can put your email in. We email twice per month. We try to be respectful, but it is a great way to get appraised of upcoming events, upcoming interviews, promos where companies are giving discounts to Beyond the Uniform listeners, and more. This does cost money to put on. We are committed to not charging veterans directly, and the way that we kind of offset costs is through corporate sponsors. So if you know of a company that would like to get in front of a military audience and their families, that's one way that we can both add value to our members, but also offset the costs of Beyond the Uniform and give us a little bit of budget to start expanding what we're doing. So that's the best way you can help us. If that's not something that you can do, a positive review on iTunes is greatly appreciated. Have a wonderful week. We will be back Monday, Thursday, and Saturday with more interviews. And keep up the listening. Take care.